Your name and function, please.
My name is Pietro Gennari. I'm the director of the statistics division at FAO, and now also nominated chief statistician for FAO.
What does it mean, this global strategy, from far away when you started 4 years ago, and now, where do you want to be? What is your expectation?
Well, it's very heartening to see that there is such a strong support at both at regional and country level, that we have been able to establish partnership with our key partners in all the regions, with the Regional Commission of the UN, with the regional development banks, and now we are moving towards the country level to ensure that all the players, both the producers and the user statistics, are involved in this plan. So our expectation is that there is a strong ownership from the country institutions, the National Statistical Office and the Minister of Agriculture, and the regional institutions, in moving forward in improving and strengthening their agricultural statistical system.
Your country, your partners, are mainly institutions or country or donors. Who are they, and what is your message to them?
Okay, we have different level of partners. It's a very broad partnership. At the global level, we have the main international organizations that are part of this program, like the World Bank, Eurostat, OECD, and other important international players. At the regional level, as I mentioned, the UN regional commissions are all part of this program, and in some regions they are leading the preparation of the development plan and its implementation. Regional development banks are also involved. We are trying to have on board also some regional banks that are still are interested in this program but have not been involved effectively in this. And our expectation, as I said, is that they take this program forward themselves, that become protagonists of the implementation of this program. This is a global program that so has been facilitated by FAO, but we want regional partners and national partners to take ownership and develop their own regional and national plan and driving this the implementation.
To end with, Pietro, why is this message important? Why is agricultural statistics important?
Well, when we talk about agricultural statistics, we talk about many different areas of statistics. First of all, agriculture includes also fishery, forestry, and use of natural resources. We think that there are strong social and environmental dimensions that have to be emphasized and developed. So not only the traditional economic statistics on agriculture, but understanding better what is the livelihoods of population, how many people are undergoing problems in terms of poverty or hunger, and what are the conditions of their livelihoods. At the same time, we want to see the interaction between the agriculture and the environment, and understand what is the impact of agricultural activities on the environment and on climate change. And at the same time, to see how climate change is affecting agricultural activities and what kind of coping strategies the farmers are putting in place in order to cope with the increased, vagaries of the weather, let's say, and the climate.
So you're confident this process will bring up a new way to see through what development should be?
Yes. The key point is to link statistics with policies. It's not only that we want to produce new data, but we want the decision maker, the policy maker, to be able to use this data for effective evidence-based policies. So the link between the production of new data, the analysis and the capacity of countries of analyzing this data and of using them for policy formulation and monitoring is essential to this program.